Reggie.
No!
I just said we can't start with Reggie. Ass full!
It's just funny.
I've had an ass full of everything, ass everybody.
I was just watching Reggie walk down the hall, and you know what struck me?
Mm.
American Horror Story Freak Show, he could be a character.
That is
sure
not
hope
a
those
nice
speakers
thing
aren't on out
to
there.
Say, and I believe it is. And I believe they are. Actually, I'm very. All right. Maybe the automation took care of that, but I had routed it earlier so that that speaker out there is.
Shit. There's a new outdoor speaker for the show.
Yeah, the screening booth right there with the.
There's literally been an outdoor speaker for the entire 5 years that we've been doing the show.
Mm. Well, that's not so good. Oh, what kind is that?
Presidente.
Oh. Mind right. if I have a little?
We brought Presidente?
Oh, yeah. Presidente. It's part of
Presidente. Presidente's in the house?
Permanent fixture of the show, of this here After Disaster. I'm
gonna
Anderson.
Get more.
That is Mike Carano. Welcome to the After Disaster. There's Ty Ty talking
about
Presidente, as well as about using Satan's voice for whatever reason. Is that your
Presidente is en la casa. En mi nariz. None for you. More for me.
All right, enough of this. Speaking of which, Film Vault, top five creepiest scenes in cinema. In cinema this week. Pretty good app. However, I forgot to credit the one great George Miller, director of not only Babe, Pig in the City, Mike, or Babe, the original Babe, but also
that's a good one.
Mad Max.
Yeah.
George Miller.
And you forgot to credit him for a creepy scene?
Yeah, he was the director of one of the scenes. Very excited. I was very excited to talk about that scene, too.
Don't fucking look at me! Was that one?
No, because I wasn't really... It was creepy, but it was more scary. We're talking about Blue Velvet and Frank Booth.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's a good episode there, despite the fact that Brian is also involved. And check it out over there.
Oh, that's good stuff.
You know, it's not a good episode.
Also talked about Whiplash, which might be a better film than Birdman. Holy shit.
I'm surprised you guys didn't care for Girl Gone as much as...
it's called Gone Girl.
I did.
And
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I think that director is second or third to like Paul Thomas Anderson.
I just saw Reggie walk by. He looks pissed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, David Fincher is one of the greatest living directors for sure. But Gone Girl had nothing, and I've said it before, had nothing to hang my hat on, as I like to say. And nothing like I'm going to be like, remember that part in Gone Girl 5 years from now? That's not going to happen.
It was just he's so calculating with everything.
Yeah. You can hear all about Gone Girl as well on last week's episode of the film. So much to talk about, right, guys?
Good.
Yeah?
Good.
It's been 2 weeks.
So many.
It has been 2 weeks.
It's been too long.
Do we need to reflect on the Blacker disaster?
I think we should. I feel like it deserves talking about.
I feel like it was... I had a great time in here.
Uh-huh.
Personally.
Uncomfortable at times. Uncomfortable.
Not really. I thought it was a great show, and I thought those guys were fantastic. Mm-hmm. And as Tyler...
Those guys?
As Tyler and I were discussing earlier... What were we discussing earlier? I just forgot.
Everyone said it was a great show?
Yeah.
We were washing each other's balls.
Oh, no. More than one person said that wasn't really an accurate representation since they were three, like,
highly
educated.
Oh, wow. What? Come on.
I didn't say it.
Well, why would you repeat a racist thing?
I don't think it was racist.
That's absolutely racist. Those three fine...
That's like saying we're going to have the Mexican disaster and we have three guys. This is Dr... Oh, you know, and they're all like Ivy League.
Oh, I can see this being played on some show that we're doing in about 2 years.
So you're saying that moderately educated black guys.
Moderately.
As opposed, in comparison
if
to
we
the rest of the brethren, is a comparison that can be made
no,
with
I thought,
a Mexican
I thought,
lawyer, lawyers and doctors.
You want to know what I didn't like about that show? Is that they might have been more entertaining than us. I didn't like that.
Might have been.
Do you feel that way, really?
Yeah. I was like, hey, these guys might be more entertaining than us. This sucks.
Uh-huh. Well, they're black. They're supposed to be more entertaining.
Oh, gosh.
That's a positive stereotype.
They're nature's entertainers.
That's good. What? That's terrible. All right. If we made any...
It's the snuff talking.
We have a brown listener here tonight, actually. I think she was mad. Was she mad? Somebody was mad. One of the female listeners was very mad that we weren't having a Mexican After Disaster or a Latino After Disaster. Invisible Pan is here. She brought me a very nice gift for my cat tree, which I immediately turned around and gave to Tyler because I already have one coming in the mail.
Tyler gave that to me. What am I going to do with it?
That's very. Maybe we'll have her in. Has she listened to the Blacker Disaster?
I believe so. I mean, everybody's heard
it. Yes, she says yes. So maybe we'll have her take actual live listener.
She's listened to it three times, which makes me very worried about her.
What? Yes. What's with the three times?
What's with people telling us that the... Because I've had more than a few people tell me, I've listened to that episode many, many times. I'm like, why would you listen to it more than once?
Well, Avery, who is one of our fine partial black listeners who was in here, he was half black. A couple weeks ago.
Which half do you think listens
to? He says he's listened
once.
To every episode.
Shout out to all the partial black listeners out there.
I don't know what you're supposed to call partial black people because it used to be mulatto, and apparently
that's really wrong.
No, I don't think it's wrong.
Oreo's bad as well as zebra.
Well,
you're not supposed to say these things.
No shit.
I don't know
Oreo
what to say.
Zebra, but I don't know. Mulatto is the proper word.
I used to date a girl who was half Mexican Indian and half white, and I called her my little half breed. That was wrong, I think.
Did you say it in Cher's voice?
Why?
She has a song called Half Breed.
What? Does she?
Half Breed.
All right. I want to talk real quick about my...
Well, before we go on, we should apologize that we followed up the what was regarded by many as the finest episode of The After Sasher. We followed it up with the Prom Prings episode.
Not good, right?
People...
Downtown Debacle 2.
Did not enjoy...
The 33-minute episode?
That episode.
Well, at least it was short.
There was a lot of hatred for that episode.
At least it was short.
They were like, only your show would do arguably your best episode, followed by what is probably worse than Downtown Debacle.
And we didn't even have an excuse.
I feel like I should pull it.
Nah. Yeah, pull it, actually.
Yeah, why have a record
then
of that?
I don't want new people finding it.
Yeah, yeah, pull.
Okay, so... people, if you haven't heard it, go download it before it's gone.
I'm having dreams for the first time in years.
Are they good?
I don't care if they're good. They're dreams.
I do. Because if I wake up shaken up by a bad dream, my morning's ruined.
They're not really good or bad. They're just things. All right, here's my most recent dream, and this will take us right into the next subject, all right? I had a dream just last night. Very vivid, very real, to the point... I used to be a lucid dreamer where, like, you know you're dreaming. That was when I was younger. Now I just don't really have dreams at all, or they're fragmented, and I wake up in the middle of them. I'm sleeping good for the first time in a long time, so I'm actually getting to the point where I can have dreams, and I got my skateboard in the mail, and it was the wrong one. It was the wrong one.
Oh, no.
And it was fact in my head for about 30 minutes after I woke up.
You're pissed?
I was kind of like moping around. I'm like, I'm kind of sad. I'm like, oh, wait, no, that was just a dream.
So are you saying you ordered it?
I did! Okay. Oh, no, I'm the only one that hasn't.
Okay,
we must have skateboards
by next week. Can I tell you how much of an effort I've made to get a skateboard? 6 skateboard shops in the past week and a half.
No, you got
to
do it online.
And you do have to do it online, and you should go to like South or.
He's gonna plug something right now.
Yeah, it was.
I got 6 different parts coming from different places, and I got to assemble it myself. I got the trucks from one company. I got the deck from another.
Because I ordered.
What kind of decks, bruh?
And I did vintage on both. I did vintage 70s, like reissues, a GNS fiber or GNS warp tail.
I like that we're doing our own decades. We're doing like our own.
And I did vintage. I did an Alva, a 10-inch Alva pool board, and both with Kryptonics, blue Kryptonics, and one with Gullwing trucks and one with Tracker trucks.
I got Gullwing trucks.
Good.
Yeah, I got Gullwing trucks coming.
I've got a Gullwing trucks t-shirt you can probably have because it doesn't fit. It's a little big.
I might be a little bit upset about the color of the trucks. I might have to spray paint them. That's a possibility.
Okay.
Because they're black, and I'm thinking I should have gone white because I want black deck. White wheels, and I'm thinking I should have had white.
I'm going natural deck. I went to a skateboard shop today.
I haven't pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
We got to do this. Tyler, what kind of skateboard are you going to get? Because you got to get one from the 90s. I'm getting one from the 80s. Corona over there, 70s. I got Pal Peralta.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Steve Caballero.
That's what I wanted.
Steve Caballero?
No, not Steve Caballero.
I got the
But
same
I want with
board.
The one with like the skeleton coming through.
Same board. Oh, that's the Ripper.
Oh, yeah, on the river.
If not me, I'm going natural. Just the GNS logo burned into the bottom.
We are going to make the sweetest skate videos.
I'm not kidding. I swear on my life I've been to 6 skateboard shops.
You got to do it online.
This is our music. Oh, no, it's not. Never mind.
I got clear grip type, so I need to get stickers now.
Mike, what music do you want to skate to?
White.
Jerry Rafferty.
I got white.
Right down the line. That was what was playing on the radio nonstop when I was a skateboarder.
I got white ribs. Guardrails?
Yeah. I'm not going guardrails.
You got to go with guardrails.
No
one does guardrails anymore.
I almost bought
a tail feather.
I almost bought a pre-made, like a cruiser board. Like not quite a long board, but it's a 34-incher compared to my 29 I'm getting. Just a cruise.
Jillian's threatening to get me elbow pads, knee pads, and a helmet for Christmas. I will not wear.
Those like really big bulbous ones?
Yes. If we do videos, we should be wearing the pads.
Do you want to see one of the greatest things that's available for a human being to buy right now? It's online. They're called Crazy Carts. Have you seen them?
This is what you skated to, Mike?
What a great song.
What is this?
Yeah, this was always playing.
This is Mike's skate jam.
How'd you find that out? Where was I?
This song
just asked him 18 seconds ago.
This song was played in heavy rotation along with Steve Miller Band and all this stuff when I was at my peak of skateboarding.
Oh,
this
my.
Was classic.
Were you
rock,
skating
baby.
In a skate rink?
It's a great like, song. It's a great song.
Like couples skate.
Rest in peace, Jerry Rafferty.
Anderson, what do you want to skate to?
Okay,
little TSOL, maybe Dick Kennedy's.
There's an adult
Let's
one.
Let's get
too.
Some aggression going. Maybe some aggression.
Anderson.
Yeah.
I want you to go to YouTube and punch in Crazy Car and watch the video, and you're going to be like, that's the greatest thing I've seen. Right. You need to watch the video.
What am I doing right now? I'm trying to do a program. I'm trying to make it a decent
program.
Yeah,
but this thing, is insane.
Goodness to make up.
Insane.
All right, so what am I looking up? Crazy with a K?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It takes me back. A little suicidal tendencies, maybe?
Yeah, this is pretty skateboardy.
This is more like it. Anderson with his sweet pads on. Strapping in.
This is like someone famous's kid. I forget who.
So everyone, cool story.
Everyone ended up turning on him. They're like, fuck that guy. He's just like, you know, he's got money because he's a famous kid.
Two or three times in the past couple weeks, I really, really, really wanted my skateboard with me right then.
Hey, you ever heard I Saw Your Mommy and Your Mommy's Dead?
Yeah, who is that?
Suicidal. We should hear that right now. It's a great song. I saw your mommy and
when's your skateboard coming?
Dead. It's here. I've got it. I'm missing one screw, and I'm using that as an excuse to not put it together, to not assemble yet. I'm rolling in here next week, though.
What'd you pay for it?
Oh, no.
Mine came up at about $160.
Probably right around there, yeah, with all the parts. I probably 3 hours of my life on the internet trying to find the perfect. And I'm probably, honestly, I realize this. I'll probably ride it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, yeah.
40 yeah. bucks a pop?
Yeah, it's worth it.
No, but they're repaving my little street.
Oh, I know. We talked about this.
Right out
We're going to shred up your cul-de-sac,
it's become
bro.
Official today. They started putting up the signs today. So
that's
all
we're
of October.
Skateboard.
We're going to ollie over the signs that say stay off the
How much?
Stay off the how, tarmac.
How bummed out are your neighbors going to be when they see three adult men out there on skateboards?
Lying face down neighbor. In the sewer.
Is your singing going to be featured in our skate videos too?
Our organs are coming from our inside.
We can do lots of those like cool like angles where we like move the camera like sideways like it's on a ship.
Very excited about this skateboard idea. As long as I don't get the Ebola virus.
That's when I realized she was dead. You got to turn this part up though because it gets really good. Oh, excuse me. Change his tempo here in a second. Here we go.
It definitely gonna be in the skate video. We have to make this video with like an actual old VHS camcorder.
How much you have to pay to get your mom killed in such a bloody way?
This made me want to hate my mom so I could enjoy the song even that much more.
Oh,
I
yeah,
love my mom.
Because
so.
Nothing would bring you more joy than your mom dying and then you find this song comes on the radio.
But if, you know, it was made for kids who hate their parents.
That was very, like, good-natured sounding punk. It was like, da 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 da.
No. I took a picture because I thought it looked neat. The thing I like seeing the best, I type.
What?
Was the rodents using her hair as a mask. All right. So which should we use this tune or your tune?
Wait,
I don't get
to choose a song.
Oh, you can. Yeah, what would your song be? Blink-182.
So what? Yeah, it has to be what decade appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they also that same radio station also played heavy rotation Steve Miller Band and AC/DC. Little Highway to Hell.
So I went back to my massage place.
Yeah,
fourth time now.
I have a massage story too.
Do you?
It's a brief one.
All right, let me catch everybody up real quick. I went to this massage place. It was only $20 for a full hour.
Mm-hmm.
Even though for some reason they charged me $40 the very first time. I don't know why. I still don't know why.
You didn't
why.
Question it.
I think that I misunderstood because there was a heavy accent. So I paid $40 for a $20 massage and then gave him too much money. But. Oh, Christ almighty.
Hey, we've had breakfast at Corky's in your neighborhood twice.
It's going to be like Solos.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to have our feature song. Yeah. Our feature. We'll do our feature moves.
We've had breakfast at Corky's, that dumpy diner in your neighborhood.
Oh, I love that. It's our go-to diner.
How much do you think breakfast for two people with a tip was?
$34.
$48.
Okay, well, that's too much. You guys were getting like the bacon and eggs, steak and eggs.
I got like banana, strawberry pancakes, order of bacon, and she had like an egg white omelet, and I had an orange juice, two coffees, and it was $39.
So I went to this massage place, and it was a creepy one where you walk in, and it's not like they're all creepy. Massage places in the Valley, creepy. But
it's a creepy one where you go like in this guy's living room and
16 beds laid out and everyone's just getting massaged
like
all around.
I still don't like it.
God, yeah, I don't like this group massage room.
Best massage I've ever had.
Still.
Despite to me, it sounds like something below decks.
That, speaking of which, he put his hand below deck towards the end.
Again?
Jostled.
Again?
No, I'm just saying, I'm catching up.
You want
catching
it.
Catching up.
You want it now.
Catching the listener up who might not know this.
So you were asking for it.
I go back 2 weeks later and I'm like, fuck, I think it might have just been a thing. He did it again, this time even more so.
Right? This last time?
No, this is the second time. Now, I went back again, got a lady.
Okay.
Ooh.
She did not jostle.
Okay.
What'd she look like?
Actually, I've gone back twice since. I haven't had him again.
$20 is so cheap.
It's so good. It's like you can't, you know, it's good for my back. I can feel, I need, because I got a broken back, metal there.
I don't like this group thing, though.
But the group thing, it's okay. You get used to it. But
how?
I brought this up because, so I'm going back probably again Sunday. Hopefully no jostling. I saw the guy, too. He was staring at me.
So back on the Lord's Day?
But I got an email from a listener, and they were saying that...
imagine him staring at you, and he's like, and I ain't missing you at all.
I got an email from a listener saying that in the Asian massage circles, they actually, that's part of the procedure, is actually massaging the balls. That it's supposed to stimulate like blood flow and whatnot. It's not sexual at all. It's just part of. I don't think that's true, but I got that email like 3 weeks ago. So that's what I have in my head.
Yeah, from your masseuse.
Exactly. He's like, oh, I send you a $15 discount next time, Joe. There's a girl who used to work at the Improv. She's crazy, certifiably Looney Tunes, and just out of nowhere, she became a lesbian. That has nothing to do with the massage story. This. Very gregarious post about how I'm in massage school and I need people to practice on. Please, please, please get in contact with me. Please.
Very gregarious post?
Just very ambitious. Very ambitious. Seeking out people to practice on.
She's got to effleurage people.
So I sent her an email and I said, hey, what's up, man? And I go, how much for the massages? And she's like, oh, my God, it's so nice to hear from you. She's like, well, I'm in – I don't want to say where she's at. But she's like, oh, yeah, let's definitely do this. And she goes, I charge $100 an hour.
What?
And I was like, that's not really, I'm in a student and I'm looking for people to practice on.
Not good. There's another place in my neighborhood.
$100 an hour.
They have advertisement for $20 an hour as well, and it's a school. And I need to check that place out because they're going to be trying hard because they're doing
it for
a grade.
I'm afraid I'm going to seem like a homophobe because I don't want some guy giving me a massage.
I should also say that the lovely Lauren White is here as well.
Yep.
She's trying to run a tight ship.
She's lovely.
She wants the show to be over before too long because she wants to be home in bed. I don't blame her, and I'm right there with her. So we're going to try and do a quick tight show. Tight show.
Can we discuss the fact that I now work literally 3 miles down the road?
Why?
And so I was there today and then had to drive all the way home.
Well, no,
drive
you could have just come here and hung out with me.
And then also next week we're doing Wednesday date, right?
Yeah, I gave that away. I didn't hear back from you in time.
I texted you immediately.
No, we're going to do the show before for you so that we're not in here late night, even though the shows are way better when we're doing them late.
You know what's fantastic is now Mondays and Wednesdays, I still work out of the Burbank location. So even though I fucking live right down the street,
sorry,
I gotta fucking drive over here.
You can have a talk with
God
Sex with Emily
damn it
about that.
God Sex with damn Emily. It.
Why are you down the street?
Oh, speaking of also, my company's things down here. So I tried to take
they want to be a sponsor?
Public transportation. No, they don't.
They want a sponsor.
I tried to take public transportation, mm-hmm, which involved taking 3 trains and then riding a bike for 4 miles.
It would be sweeter as if you had a skateboard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And on the train, this was yesterday, a gentleman walked by me of darker skin. Mm. And I was like, was that Avery?
Wow.
And I tweeted from the address. I was like, Avery, are you on the train right now?
Oh, that's
and Avery
great.
Turned around and was like, what the fuck?
Oh, was
that's
him?
Great. It was him.
Did he tell you that he saw me?
No, but I saw it in
a
tweet that he saw you.
Us! Avery, you're freaking me out. I saw him literally the night after the Blacker disaster at a bar down the street. Yeah. Oh, you know what was pretty cool? I have not talked about this once.
Oh, shit.
Avery rolls up. And he's like, oh my God, Anderson, what's going on? I saw your tattoo. I can't believe it's you.
That's an offensive impression.
It's kind of unfortunate because what I'm trying to do is the antithesis of that. But I was hanging out with my buddy D, who was a black man.
D Nice?
No. I was hanging out with D McDonald, who's he's an actor. You've seen him in some things. He's an actor. He's
what's
a giant.
Face here? What are you doing?
I'm trying to think of like what movies people might have seen him in. Like he was in Get Him to the Greek. He was a big, giant black dude that was sitting there tweeting and, I mean, on his phone texting and just laughing at everything that Puffy Combs was saying.
Hmm.
D. McDonald, he's the best. But anyways, I felt like I had street cred whenever he's like, oh, look at
Anderson. Oh, yeah, that's
Anderson's
pretty good.
Hanging out with his black friend in a bar in the hipster part of town. Yeah.
I need him to see me when I'm talking to Craig Robinson.
D's like twice as big as Craig. D's a big dude.
Jesus.
Big guy.
Not big in the entertainment business.
I got a question. You guys might know it.
Yes, you're gay.
Well, why would you say that?
Well, you keep going back to this guy that fondles you.
Dude, it's the place. I'm telling you, that's like how much I love the place. That's like, Jillian, when
I want to say that I want to try it, but I don't want to go to a group room.
Mike, hit me with another song you want to skate to.
No, you and I should go together. You should go together.
I don't want to go to a group room.
Let's go together and report back tomorrow. I mean, next week.
You guys can skate over there.
I'll do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Will you feel better if I'm in there with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Skate over to Asaj.
Don't make any noise.
What if I look over at you and I point down at my dick and it's fully erect?
What if you get the guy and I don't?
Because I'll say I don't feel like it now.
You can. It's too late because they already got your shoes and socks off. It's like a trap. They put your shoes and socks off. Put your feet in the bucket of water, and then you find out who's giving you the massage. And you know how you find out? They just come up behind you and start rubbing you.
Yeah, I don't like this one goddamn.
We're
bit.
Going.
I don't. The group thing freaks me out because it's someone else's rifling through your wallet. Well, that guy's.
Plus, there's probably a bunch of people are like all farting and like burping at the same time.
Happening? Oh, what? Man, who's like farting
that's
when they're getting massaged?
It's even worse.
What? They're like moving your guts around. Yeah, you let them rip.
What, Tyler?
No, it totally happens.
Lauren, who did you marry? Why would you marry such a disgusting pig of a man?
Everybody who does yoga and stuff knows that the class is just farting up
what?
A storm.
That's what that Bikram yoga is. It's just everyone ripping them.
They're not.
Rip them yoga.
Let's move on, please.
Yep. Can I?
What's wrong with you guys? I went to the Museum of Death.
Yeah, I know.
It fucked me up.
I know. It fucked me up, too, because you guys didn't invite me, and I kind of had my feelings hurt, but that's all right.
I did invite you.
No, you totally didn't.
I thought you didn't want
to
go. You
absolutely didn't invite me. I had nothing to do with Saturday night, and I was so bored,
dude.
And you guys are just like, we're going to see you later. See you later.
Here's how it went. I'm like, hey, have you ever been to the Museum of Death?
I discussed it extensively in my podcast.
Mike and I were going. Did you really? Mike... Jillian and I were meeting Mike at our friend Nathan Hamill. He had a toy release party going on. And I'm like, great, Mike. I'll meet you. I'll try and make it over there. We're going to the Museum of Death. Have you ever been? No. So I go over to Nathan Hamill's thing. I see Mike Carano. And I'm like, hey, we're going to the Museum of Death. He's like, all right, cool, bye. I thought you had no interest in it.
No, I totally was like... I was debating, like, should I just show up there? And then I thought, what if it's a date night and you don't need a third wheel?
I would have loved for you to have come, but I'm glad you didn't because it fucked me up pretty good. Okay.
Is that the Scientology one?
No, that's the Scientology one, completely different, which I highly recommend.
I went to a Museum of Death years and years ago in the 90s, and it was fascinating and it was disturbing as fuck because they had hundreds of photos, crime scene photos.
Yeah, they had that there.
Car accident photos were in the 50s. Almost every severe car accident, beheading. Because there were no collapsible steering columns, so the steering wheel just came right through. And then they had recreations of like electric chairs.
Yep.
And
they had actual electric chairs there, as well as the clothes.
I wonder if it's the same people, because it was a husband and wife team, and the guy was like a hipster with a goat in San Diego, but they closed like 10 years ago. And they'd be like, don't drive safe when you leave. They had all these one-liners.
Did they have
like an electric chair?
Paintings?
And I don't remember.
Shoes?
I don't remember.
It costs like $15 a person. It's on Hollywood Boulevard. It's been there for a long time. We've been meaning to go for a while. We finally went because we were looking for something to do. Really wish you came with us, but I'm
Me
glad
too.
You didn't because it fucks you up. You walk in the very first room is a small little room. It's probably like 10 feet by 12 feet. Small little room, but it's probably the most fascinating room in the entire place. They have actual artwork of Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. They have, you ever seen Henry the Portrait of a Serial Killer?
No.
I have not seen it.
But I watched a documentary on a guy
Otis,
who collects
the two guys that were
serial killer art.
That inspired that movie. They have, so bad. This one guy, his mom was so awful to him. that, like, she'd beat the fuck out of him. She would always be sleeping with random dudes. Like, you know, it's the same old story with with all most serial killers. They have these horrible moms. It's, and he would bring home, like, stray animals that he would find, and she would immediately kill them and then beat him. Have sex with, you know, strange men continuously in front of him when he's a little kid. Here's the worst part. He was playing with a knife, and he cut his eye.
Some serial killer.
He cut his actual eyeball, and she didn't get a medical attention. She waited for it to shrivel up days later and fall out of his head. Yeah. So he became a serial killer.
All right, he wins.
To be fair, I think that was his only recourse.
But that room was fascinating. They had a bunch of really cool paintings and creepy things from...
There's a documentary on Netflix right now, and it's about the fascination with serial killer artwork, and it has one of the dealers... The very first guy who sold the Gacy paintings, and he also was Richard Ramirez's art dealer and Manson's, and he talked about the process of getting his foot in the door to get the artwork, and it was pretty interesting. It was pretty great, except for that stuff's creepy as shit.
So then the next room is they have an actual electric chair that had been used numerous times, and then they
have
clothes.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. And then they have clothes of a guy that was the clothes he was wearing when he got electrocuted, and they have like yellow, gross stains all over them. Mm-hmm. Then they have a severed man's head, an actual head that's mummified, that was guillotined back in the 1800s.
Nice.
Yes, they have that, and it's on display like in like you know like when you have a nice fresh cake, you put it on one of those pedestals.
Oh yeah,
pedestals.
With a glass. Yeah. Oh, I love that thing. Yeah.
That's how it's displayed.
That's how you display a head.
You move into this one little
container stores where you get that
room where unexplained like. Really nice framed blown up photograph of two completely mutilated hands. And what makes it really creepy, mutilated.
Yeah, so mutilated really hands.
It's like really nice framework, like gold leaf and like spindly, like your mom would
something be. That my mom would charge like an arm and a leg.
It's
for.
Probably like a $500 frame. Yeah. And just these hands that are completely like skin unexplained. Nothing written about that. And then you move into the mortuary section where they actually have a video playing of how to properly embalm a body, and they have a guy showing it with the actual body.
What was the most disturbing part for you that you thought I couldn't handle?
Well, there's souvenir shop.
They have like dead animals of famous people, like the taxidermy. Yeah, that was kind of cool. Like little chihuahuas.
Did you get a boner?
What? So okay, here's the disturbing. All right, I haven't seen you guys. I've told this story to people. All right, here's the disturbing. They have a whole Charlie Manson section. They have a whole Black Dahlia section. And then Long Beach crime photos from like the 70s and 80s. Black and white, thank God, because I don't know how some of these things happen to bodies.
I bet.
Really,
yeah,
really
if
upsetting.
If they were in color, they'd be really repulsive.
Now, what is in color is this one. This is good shit. All right. Like little, there's this hallway, and then there's like a bunch of pictures, probably about 10 of them, 4x6s, right? And the first picture tells a story. First picture is a man laying down on a couch, and you can see that his penis has been, it's gone. There's like an open wound.
As a penis does.
And there's a girl, a naked girl. Looks like she's like a normal, like mid-20s.
Normal naked.
Fairly woman. Attractive girl.
Okay.
Looks like mid-80s probably. Late
so
80s.
So far, I only have a problem with the penis being gone.
She's naked, and she's like smiling next to like the guy with the no penis. And thumbs
up. What did they skate to?
The next picture is like this guy down on the ground, and there's like another dude. Now he's naked next to the dead body. Then the next picture is the dead body's guy's head is off, his wiener is inside of his own mouth.
Ah, Jesus!
And then these pictures continued. I'm like, what the?
And everyone's naked.
And the two live people are naked and like celebrating.
And
the dead guy
person taking pictures.
And then the last picture is the guy, the dead guy.
A photo is never good when you're like, and when you can differentiate that there's live people in this and not.
And then the last one. The dead guy's head is like on a stool.
I know you never see a wide shot at SeaWorld.
And they have his eyes open. Dead? He's got like a goatee and kind of longer hair. He looks like a scumbag. And his eyes are open. They got his severed hand. And his face is completely black and blue by now. Each picture, like his face is a little bit more, you know, you can the blood's collecting on it. And they have his severed hand next to him, like flipping it off the camera. So it's like sitting, his hand, and his dick is just hanging out of his mouth. His own dick is hanging out of his mouth. That's the last picture.
The best part is they had to take that to a photo map.
No,
to get it developed.
So I'm like, what the fuck? And they're actual 4x6, like little photos that you get from a photo map. So I'm like, so I finally find the little story behind it, and I read after I look at the pictures. I had no idea what I was looking at. This couple, this girl had two boyfriends. She decided she liked one more than the other. So they devised a plan. She said, I'm going to be giving the one boyfriend head at my house right around this time. Why don't you come over while I'm giving him head? He won't suspect a thing. Come up behind him and strangle him. So they did. They killed him. And to celebrate, they cut off his dick, cut off his head, got naked, took a bunch of pictures, enjoyed themselves. They're having a great time. right? They really desperately wanted to get these photos developed. They had a friend who worked at a Photoshop, and he was like, "Ah, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'll print your shit." Dumb fuck friend that he is, prints the shit, goes to lunch. Somebody else puts them in the envelope.
Oh.
How do you go to lunch after that? Like, I'm starving. Jesus.
And they don't really go for some head cheese.
I don't like the idea of the guy's like, this is unbelievable. He's getting a blowjob.
What kind of drugs do you
have? At that point in the relationship, he's like, I was sensing she was some distance, and all of a sudden now this
is happening. There's worse ways to go than losing your head while you're getting some head, brother.
You just ruined our show.
For like 5 seconds, it was the best blowjob he ever had because he was getting auto-asphyxiated at the same time.
Have you ever heard of Christian Death, the band?
I believe so.
They had a moderate following and, you know, goth, hard goth. And the singer, who was 34, when he hung himself from a kitchen cabinet somehow.
Okay.
And they have that kitchen cabinet in the Death Museum of Death.
They should have they should give an award to the guy who built that cabinet.
Weird shit like
that. Do you have to, like, sign a waiver to go into this place?
You should. So.
Do you want to go in there and murder the proprietors and post those pictures?
Now, here's the most disturbing part for me. That little picture trilogy.
Your wife was super horny afterwards?
She didn't really, it didn't bother her nearly as much as it bothered me. Like, I'm such a puss. Like,
Jillian was just wondering if they had fries.
A lot of super interesting stuff, though. Really interesting stuff.
Death fries.
Love you, Jillian.
They had a really bad black and white picture of some Asian guy that was being killed, like, in the 60s, I think. And he was being killed by, like, cuts. And they kept him alive for as long as possible. They just kept cutting him a little bit.
Like, that's more torture.
I could not go through this.
Then the last room is a random room. It's a very random room. And it's, like, lit normally. You'd think it'd be all creepily lit, but it's lit normally. And it's essentially a shrine to G.G. Allin, who was, like, the grandfather of punk rock. He used to knock his teeth out by slamming the microphone into his mouth.
Well, that's the least of the gross things that he did.
He'd poop on stage, throw it at people.
I was reading some G.G. Allin stories just the other day.
Yeah.
Great documentary called Hated, which I talk about on the film all the time.
It is a great documentary.
Still, it's the highest grossing student film ever, made by Todd Phillips, who went on to make...
The Hangover?
Yeah, The Hangover, as well as like Starsky and Hutch, I think.
Old School
Road Trip.
That G.G. Allin documentary was fascinating, but it was very, very repulsive. And I was also shocked to learn that he wasn't a drug addict till later.
No, his brother, Merle, put acid in his drink, like in his soda, when he was like in high school. He was normal. G.G. Allin was a normal kid.
It's hard to watch.
Until he drank the acid that Merle put in his drink, and he started wearing dresses like later that week.
Did they cover his funeral?
You're going to die.
Did they cover his funeral in that documentary?
They do. They cover his funeral.
Yeah, I read about that too.
And there's a lot of stuff on about his funeral, and they have a life-size G.G. Allin in his last room at the Museum of Death. A life-size G.G. Allin, like, dude, like a wax G.G. Allin wearing the helmet. And so I'm kind of looking at that, and there's like a life-size pig, but it's a statue. And it's got like a bunch of necklaces. I'm not sure what that's about. There's some kind of like little couch sitting there. Or you could sit down. It looks like where you'd wait for like a massage place. But it's adorned with G.G. Allin stuff.
Brings it back around to the massage.
You should sign up to house a foreign exchange student. And the first thing you do, pick them up from the airport and take them to this place.
So the TV, they have a big screen TV in there. But it's one of the old creepy ones where it's like projectile from the back. Projectile. It's like back projectile. And
it's a projectile
TV.
I've learned since that it's this video series, which is a takeoff on Faces of Death, which came out afterwards. Because Faces of Death was a bunch of fake shit for the most part.
No.
A lot of it was fake. Most of it was
I don't
fake.
Know about that.
Faces of Death, notoriously fake, yes. For those of you who don't know, you familiar with Faces of Death? Hey?
Yeah, it was like this mysterious VHS that everyone talked about, but no one actually
had.
There
was like a bunch of them.
Everyone's like, oh yeah, I saw it one time at my stepdad's house, dude. People get their heads shot off.
It's a thing of teenage boys rent and they all watch together and they all think they're badasses, but they're all like hoping that somebody will break and turn it off. But that's mostly fake.
My school was everyone lying that they had seen it.
Traces of Death, real shit. And you can imagine, especially with the advents of technology and whatnot, there's so many videos now of horrific things. So Traces of Death came out after that, and that's all real. And it's to the soundtrack of death
metal. I don't think I want to watch that, though, because I think it would linger in my mind.
Of hard death metal with the voice that Tyler was doing earlier, which is disturbing in itself. I'm not a big...
Yes.
Hey, what do you think it is with the fascination that people have with serial killers? Because...
Oh, my God. I'm trying to set...
Hey, what do you think the fascination Mike has with not letting you finish stories?
I thought we were done.
No, so Traces of Death is on. This is what fucks me up more than anything
else.
Yeah,
this entire story was to say, and that was the voice Tyler was making earlier.
But I was leading to, like, why are you watching that? Because those are images that are going to be stuck in your brain.
So I'm reading about
Until
G.K.
you're
Allen,
one of those dead guys.
And there's, like, you know, video on the traces of death, which I learned. I didn't know what it was at first. But and I was, like, glancing over every now and again. It was weird that Jalen and I were in this room together, and it was so creepy. And
yeah.
What was going on with the death metal.
Were there other people, or do they, like, let you go, like, it's like two at a time, like a haunted house?
It's kind of like two at a time. So there's people that we were in
they
there.
They jump out at you.
We were in there way longer than, like, a bunch of people came in after us and then went by us, and then we're out. We spent, like, probably a good hour in there, maybe an hour and a half. But
do you think if they spend too long, you go on a watch list?
No, I think that the guy would be into you. Ooh. They have a gift shop. And they have a
what's for sale?
Siamese turtle in a tank up front. He's swimming around. There's two of them, and they're fused together. It's kind of sad. But so traces of death, and I'm trying to look away, but you keep looking back. You can't. And they have this. It's an Arab video. They're all yelling in Arabic or you know, Middle Eastern, and they got the guns, and they have this young kid. He's probably
tell
like
me you watched
20s.
A beheading.
And they put like no, not beheading. They put like a blindfold on him, and I look away, and I'm looking at G.G. Allen stuff, and Jillian's sitting on the couch. And here's a little aside: there's a door that just says like privacy or private, just private. It was an innocuous door. It's something you would see like in a supermarket, right? Like
okay.
Or and. There's like a little code lock on it, so, and I'm every now and again I'm hearing. So I say, Jillian, what's going on there? She goes, I think there's some kind of S&M act going on in there, and I thought she was just making shit up. I'm pretty sure she was right because we were in that room for about 5 minutes.
Wow.
And we just hear, and it wasn't like anyone applauding.
In a weird way, that makes perfect sense that that's where you'd want to have it.
So I'm looking at G.G. Allen, and then I look back at the TV, and they got the guy's dead. Right, and he's laying down. I don't know how he got killed, and he's just laying down like in a dirt, like on dirt. And then someone shoots him in the stomach, and you don't really realize what someone getting shot looks like unless you've been to war or you see it like on video, like this. It's not like the movies at all. So there's no blood or anything, and his whole body kind of moves. And then somebody shoots him again, and his whole body. And I'm like, oh god, it's just awful. And they put like a little note around his neck. You know, it's always so like janky, like they wrote out like their message, and they.
Yeah.
And then he moves his head. The dude's alive. Like, that was the first shot that I saw. I'm like, oh, my God. And then it zooms in on his face, and I'm like, and I'm trying not to look, and then they shoot his cheek, and there's no blood or anything. I guess it's so fast and so hot, and it like, cauterizes it, so there's no blood. I'm like, now he's dead. I'm like, all right, I got to look away. I got to look. But I don't look away before I see him move and like, open up his fucking mouth again, and I can't get it out. It's
that's,
in there
that's what I was saying. How do you, like, what is it? Why do people have a face?
And then I heard...
I think it's interesting. Like, we drove
hell.
Around to a bunch of Manson
were you in a
Manson
Rob
locations.
Zombie movie?
I mean, why are we interested
I'm really
in,
glad Michael's
in killers and serial killing and stuff like that?
Because it's so different from who most of us are. I'm fascinated by it. I always
have I'm been. Kind of fascinated by it, but like we've hit most of the Manson locations, like just gone to like Cielo
well,
Drive
that makes
and
sense because your girlfriend is like
my friend?
On the show about yeah. Manson, which hasn't aired yet. But she's like one of the. She's playing a Manson girl. So
but
it
even
makes
before
sense.
That, she was completely into Manson. Like we got to go here, and she read Helter Skelter twice back to back.
Tyler, you into serial killers at all? Do they interest you?
I mean, I like that Devil in the White City book.
Yeah, that was pretty fascinating, right?
I think it's humans like extremes. We like extreme fat people,
yeah,
extreme
like
skinny
big.
People, extreme murderers, extreme like whatever. Like you just like.
But do you wonder like what it's like to kill another person?
No. That's what I think why we're interested.
You've never wondered what it's like?
No.
Really?
I've never been like, how would I feel if I...
I'm not talking about the feelings. I'm talking about the feeling while you're doing it. Like, do you
yeah,
wonder
I can imagine
you
how
actually
awful
stick
I,
someone with a knife?
Well, it depends on if they deserved it.
Yeah. No. I could kill people in traffic every day.
What does it say about me that I'm more concerned about the moment after I'm like, fuck, now I got to get rid of this body?
Yeah.
That's what stresses me out more than the idea of killing
that's how
someone.
I feel about cooking.
What do I do with the dishes?
Up. Yeah.
Then that's why you don't cook and that's why I don't kill.
Correct Amundo.
Hey, does Lauren like the old serial killers there? Is she interested in them?
She could care less.
Does she have an insider's opinion as to why some women are attracted to those guys?
I think a lot of those dudes are very charismatic, and they could have been charismatic businessmen, but
plus
instead they're charismatic sociopaths.
Mm. Women are just psychopaths. Fall to their knees for anyone on TV. Not all women, but there's a huge segment of women who love famous people. And
plus, there's something hot about a guy with long hair, a beard, and a little swastika scratched
on
his
that.
Forehead.
I know that. Women will fall to their knees for any guy that's on TV.
You know when you go to a museum and they have like the Natural History Museum and they have like the African plains and giraffes and
and elephants.
And you think the female lions are swooning over the lions that kill the other?
No, they have that at the Museum of Death, but it's Heaven's Gate. So they have like bunk beds and they have like
really
bodies laying in there.
I love
so
Heaven's
weird.
Gate.
Yeah, they have a
Applewhite.
Whole Heaven's Gate room.
Marshall Applewhite. I love that cult.
His that video was so creepy that they played on TV. His
the
like,
day the
Xenu,
day
right? It was Xenu. Was it Xenu?
Yeah, they were playing that on a loop on a TV in that little.
The
room.
Day that cult, the day that broke in Rancho, Rancho Santa Fe in San Diego, I had black Levi's and black Nikes already, and I put on a shirt and I went and I taped together purple tissue paper from the arts department at CBS and made myself like a big purple blanket and I laid on the couch in my office so when everyone came in I was laying there like that.
Did anyone believe it that you were dead?
No, they just thought it was. They thought it was a pretty timely joke because it was
in old language.
8:30 in the morning. I still have a photo from it, actually.
Those who are trying to prepare themselves for entry.
Yeah, Haley's comic,
into
right?
The evolutionary level above human, synonymous with the kingdom.
He's got the
of
crazy
God,
eyes. Got the full the on crazy eyes.
He might have been right. Who knows?
We're you know what's funny is I was right. Hanging out on the Golden Gate Bridge a couple days ago, and all I could think about was the bridge. The movie The Bridge.
That's a horrifying movie.
It's a great movie, though.
It wasn't great. It
I
could have
so.
Been great.
I think it was great.
I thought it got a little dull at times.
How? Heavy metal guy and the photographer.
But the heavy metal guy,
Photographer that was taking pictures of the girl, and then he stopped and grabbed her. That was fascinating.
Yeah, there's a lot of really fascinating stuff. The Bridge is a movie that, have we talked about on the show?
Yes.
Okay, never mind. But I feel like it didn't get enough interviews that were interesting and compelling enough. They had to fill out.
Why are you doing it?
Bunch of suicides that they captured on.
Yeah.
On,
I thought it was great.
I like that he lied to the city. Okay, we already talked
Me
about
too.
That. I saw him. I stumbled across his tent while he was shooting, but I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Enough of that.
I'm out of it, man. I'm sorry.
Well, we haven't done a show in 2 weeks. We're a little
Tell me about your camping excursion.
I went camping.
Yeah, how's that? You actually slept outside in a tent?
No.
Slept in the car?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
On a boat dock by myself.
By yourself?
Yeah.
In your new Outback.
Woke up at 7 a.m., went hiking Friday morning, went out to breakfast.
Still moping because I didn't invite you to a...
little bit?
Wait a minute. You didn't invite me to Corky's, and I live like three minutes from there.
I know. Sorry.
Yeah, asshole.
Payback's a bitch.
Oh, wait. Corky's or Cables?
Corky's.
Corky's is where you and I met.
Yeah.
When I wanted to...
I've been there twice. But not going there again.
Wow, this is like listening to two 80-year-old men
upwards
talk.
Upwards of $50 for breakfast for two people.
Well, did I meet you at Corky's or Cables?
All right.
I decided to do something with my life, and I wanted to get out of this funk, so I got in my car, and I just headed up the 5, and my plan was to go to San Francisco and turn around and drive all the way back on the 1 in one day. But I found myself on the Golden Gate Bridge at 9 p.m., so I knew I probably wasn't going to make it home. I slept on a boat dock.
What, like you parked your car on a boat?
Yes, I did. I found some RVs, fishermen that were parked on their RVs, and I kind of slid in near them, and I walked around for a good hour to scope it out to make sure it was cool, even though there were no parking, no camping signs everywhere. And then when no one was looking at me because they were having parties outside of their RVs all night, I just slipped
in. You didn't talk to them?
Nope. Slipped in, fucking pulled the blanket over my head and laid there and tried to sleep.
Did you?
I must have at some point. I got up at 5:30 because they were all up and they were going.
They're
kayaking.
Still up.
Oh. The parking lot was full by then.
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
Fishermen,
isn't it?
People going hiking.
Which city is this?
I don't know. It was.
Which city is this?
A half an hour south of San Francisco. Oh. I don't know. Morro Bay, I think.
That sounds right.
And then I
went. Did you see a big rock in the bay?
It was pitch black.
Oh, you left before the sun was up.
Yeah, but
Morro Bay is a great little town.
I stopped everywhere.
They have
on
the
way back.
The skateboard museum is in Morro Bay.
Oh,
what?
It's
what?
Fucking amazing.
What,
yeah.
Mike?
It's a tiny
I guess
little.
No, Mike's doing this weekend.
Okay, well, the news is I'm going back.
Morro Bay is a great little town.
Yeah,
it's a great little.
I
town.
I stopped in a bunch of great towns. Carmel is probably the most beautiful place
Carmel,
I've ever been.
I think Monterey is a little more pretty, but they're
no
both beautiful.
No way, yeah. Jose.
Because Monterey is on the coast. Carmel is inland.
No, it's not. It's absolutely on the coast.
All right, it continues on the coast. You're right. The Tickled Pink is a great little inn there. What are we doing? Tickled Pink is great.
I wish the three of us could just hop
when
in
you're ready
my
to
car
ask Tara if she'll
right
marry
now.
You, take her to the Tickled Pink. What?
And then Tickle the Pink.
No, look up Tickled Pink. It's a great little motel. It's been there forever, but like it's really
Tickled
fancy
Pink.
And nice
is it,
now.
Is it,
it's on the cliffs. So it overlooks the...
you're getting your massages?
I did find two or three beautiful, beautiful Big Sur resorts that I stopped at that I wanted to stay at, and one was $9.50 a night, two-night stay.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. There's no good place in in Big Sur to hang.
But it's beautiful. It's crazy. I tried to get to the... what's the place in San Simeon? Hearst Castle.
Oh, yeah.
That's Cambria.
All filled up.
Cambria. All right, this is the show.
No, it's San Simeon.
Question. Let's see if you guys have any answers for me. Ghetto birds, police helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they circle? Why can't they hover? Why can't they just stay in one spot with the spotlight? Why do they got to do that circle?
It's a great question.
Ominous.
I think what I think the actual
we got a survey from all sides.
Answer to that question is the helicopters are very difficult to fly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's probably easier to stay in motion.
Maybe.
You might develop some kind of vertigo if you just hang.
It's probably harder for the guy that's on the spotlight.
That's Stop the question moving. I have. Is are there two people in the chopper? I don't think so. I think there's one guy in there doing the spotlight and flying at the same time.
I'd like to apologize to all military who have been to war on my behalf who heard me bitch and complain about my PTSD.
I like to apologize to anyone who just heard that sentence.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. When I was in there, I was thinking, how there's guys that actually go to war and they deal with this shit. And I'm like, oh, I saw a picture. You know what I mean? So I realize how absurd it is. And I apologize. However.
I don't want to apologize, but I'd just like to salute you figuratively.
I was doing some research for the creepy, creepiest scenes. Did I die?
For those about to rock.
And I came across actual footage on YouTube of the beheadings that happened in that Twilight Zone movie. Vic Morrow.
How did that get released?
Wait,
because that was pre-internet.
What?
Because they were shooting it. They were shooting it for three or four different angles. And
Vic Morrow, an actor, famous actor, and two children.
From Morro Bay?
Tyler. Two children were killed on a steel.
John Landis's.
Produced.
John Landis's Twilight Zone, a great little movie from the late 80s. And there's four segments, each directed by a different director. Toby Hooper did
kind of like Creepshow style.
Yeah.
But better.
It's better. And one of the segments.
Hey, by the way, try to find that movie.
What? Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
Is it hard to find?
Yeah, I couldn't find it on. I was looking for it one night. I was telling Tara about
it. I'm sure
it's
on Fuckflix.
No.
Really? Mm-hmm. So let's
might see. Be today, but it wasn't as of 2 weeks ago.
Logan, will you get on? So we're I was researching and I saw that there was footage of it. I'm like, and I was going to watch it in here at work. I'm like, why do you want to watch it? It's the goddamn Museum of Death is still coming back, right? It's like, that's it.
Wait, people were actually beheaded accidentally?
Yeah. Yes, the helicopter got disoriented and because there was more pyrotechnics than they thought there was going to be. Because it was supposed to be Vietnam. There was supposed to be bombs. And they shot it up in Ventura. There was supposed to be like grenades and explosions going off. And the scene had Vic Morrow, the actor, with these two little Asian kids in his arm, two little Vietnamese kids in his arms, and he was going across these rice paddies, so he's like waist deep in water.
But
and
the real
was nighttime.
Crime was those kids weren't supposed to be working.
The
late
kids
at night.
Weren't supposed. Yeah, they didn't get waivers. They didn't have the studio teacher. It was a bunch of ticky tack stuff. But they shouldn't have been in danger to begin with.
Their names were ticky tack.
Yeah.
So he's wading across, and the thing is, it was a giant. It was one of the biggest scenes, the climactic scene of that section of the movie. So they had like four different camera angles going. And I didn't know, but it's on YouTube. And normally I would be like, I don't want to see that at all. But it's because of this goddamn Museum of Death, like I keep, it's like an abuser. Like I keep wanting to go back. Like that guy, the video that I saw where he gets shot. Luckily I looked away and I said, we just get the fuck out of here.
Well, you've seen the video of the politician who puts the gun in his mouth,
I'm wondering what happened, though, beyond. Like did the camera stay on him and they kept shooting his face?
Wait. But, so the kids...
So I'm going back to that. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I keep thinking that you're just leaving the story. I'm like, I need so much more information.
Had a few drinks.
They're shooting a scene at night, and he's holding the kids running.
So I had a few drinks the other night. Ghetto bird in my neighborhood, circling. That's when the question came up, circling. Like right over my head. Low, too.
Yeah, you should have grabbed a gun and ran outside.
I had a few drinks. I'm like, you know what? It'll be fun. If I'm ever going to do it, now's the time. Whip out the old iPad and watch the old... Stunt Gone Wrong from Twilight Zone helicopter as the helicopter circling my head. And I watched it, and luckily you can't really see anything.
Hmm.
I mean, you see the helicopter going, but there's no details because it's silhouettes. But you see the impact from four different locations.
Maybe the guy, the killer they were searching
for.
They
left it in the film?
No. They released that footage that they pulled from. They had to reshoot a bunch of stuff, but they released that footage on, it's on YouTube, and you have to sign in and prove that you're over 18 to see it. But it's on YouTube right now.
Just the kids died, or the actor did too?
Yeah, the actor and one of the kids got decapitated, and the second kid got crushed by the weight of the helicopter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they still... Yeah. They're like, everyone be here tomorrow at 9 a.m. for reshoots.
I think it might have taken a week or so.
Well, let's go
the
again.
The Crow, you remember Brandon Lee actually got shot and killed.
The good news is Vic Morrow got extra pay. And he got a bigger credit.
Anyways, the point is, I watched that horrific scene while a helicopter was flying over my own head.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, but not close enough to do it.
I mean, it could have lost control at any time. Could have happened.
If you've ever flown a remote control helicopter, you know how difficult they are to fly.
I felt like I was in peril. I think it would look a lot cooler in bad neighborhoods if helicopters were just like hovering with the spotlight.
Yeah. Have you been? Have you been in a helicopter?
Yes.
Tyler?
Nope.
It's freaky.
I would very much like to. So any after disaster helicopter pilots?
I met a dude one night. And he
Let's do a helicopter pod.
We've done this show. We've done this.
Oh, yeah. I won't repeat the story. But I went up in a chopper with this guy that I just met. It was very weird. I got there, and he was running me through the directions. I'm just going to tell this one part. Like, approach from this angle, do this, do that. And I thought, okay, cool. And then I'm going to get to go pee now before I get in the helicopter. And I was sitting in there while he's explaining stuff to me, and it just lifts off. And we were cruising around for an hour doing traffic.
I was on my way home from Palm Springs once with a girlfriend 20 years ago, and the big sign, handwritten. I might have said, did I tell the story? $20 helicopter rides up ahead.
Ooh,
like avocados.
Oh,
we pulled off to the side. We got in one of those little Vietnam like era helicopters. Well, yeah, little Hueys with the bulbous.
That's scary.
And we hopped in. It was really fun. About 10 minutes for $20 each.
God,
that's crazy. I was in a jet copter.
I think it's all illegal now.
Yeah, that does sound illegal, giving $20 Vietnam helicopter rides.
One quick story that I probably should not tell just happened, but I don't think Jillian will ever hear this, and I want I want something good to come out of this because she's still obsessing about it and very upset about it. She's in school. She's in graduate school, USC, right? And it's online, so it's one of those programs where like everyone's got their webcams.
There's no chance she's going to meet another skateboarder.
It's the same exact thing as, but you don't have to go sit in some. You don't have to drive and park in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So
and get high.
Yesterday, it was last night. Yesterday, she was in a class and
gang bangs.
I'm not going to go into details, but you know, she messages people back and forth and this and that. And she's got friends in the class, and there's like 15 of them talking shit about one of them.
Uh-oh.
Push the send. It went on the screen for everyone to see. She's never done anything like that. What you need to know about Jillian is she's exceptionally polite, and she doesn't like to hurt people's feelings.
Okay, that's horrifying to me.
Horrifying.
Yeah,
I don't like it. Here's the best part. There's footage of it. She can access the footage. I desperately want to see her face when she read that, when she realized it, because I'm sure that it's probably pretty funny.
What would you have done?
I would have owned it. I mean,
I don't know. To own it, and you can you have to type something more horrific but after that to act like it was a joke.
It wasn't like she was talking about somebody's big nose or bad skin, or you know, she was talking about how somebody didn't do
they
something.
Have the IQ of a
somebody was like pretending. It was a group project, and somebody was pretending to have done more in the group project, but they didn't do much, and she kind of exposed them for not being good, you know, for lying and being dishonest. So it's what I would have said out loud in the classroom, probably. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you like to burn every bridge you've ever come to.
So Jillian says, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in your adult life? She's like, that's by far the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me in my adult life. And I'm like, it happens so often, I don't know.
It seems like there's some comfort to be had by the fact that she may never meet these people in person.
Right, that's what I keep telling her.
But that's not true.
Yeah, but who cares? The guy did. What she was saying was true.
So did he respond?
No, but he looked pissed, she said. And then she's like, she doesn't want to go to class next week. I'm like, you got to go to class. You can't.
So she was typing it for her own enjoyment?
She was typing it to her friend.
Okay.
This guy is like, something along the lines like, this guy, look at this guy. He's so smug, and he didn't even participate in the group project, and he's pretending like he did. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Now, just tonight, we had a guest on Loveline who I'm not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie Grande?
Frankie.
Frankie Grande. Yes, Frankie Grande. I was on the pre-show tonight. And I think that I might have almost equaled Jillian just already. I think I've already done something that's as embarrassing because I do it so fucking often. She's so lucky that this is such a rare thing for her. Freddie Grande was right before he...
Frankie
Grande. There's a glass between the studio in here and the control room where Tyler's sitting. And right before they introduced him and brought him into the show, we were going to break. He goes in between the glass and pretty much the show and me, which usually people will say, may I go there and take a picture? You know, they're very careful not to like, he was a nice guy. Frankie was a nice guy. A lot of energy. And he was very, very sweet guy. Very nice guy.
Okay.
But he was so excited that he got in front of me And usually most people would not feel comfortable doing that. Yeah. The guy that's controlling the show and the show, they usually ask very politely and they try and say,
maybe he was oblivious.
Right in front of me. And he's like taking a picture of himself with his back to the show so that he's in it. And then he's turning his around and I'm like, and he's like almost dancing to the music that I'm playing. Anyways, I'm looking at him going, what the fuck is he? I was annoyed and angry and actually saw my face on the TriCaster. And then I realized that he was doing a selfie, and I thought he was facing it the other way. So there's no doubt that there's probably vines and or videos or Instagrams of me.
Of you in the background making a sourpuss?
Right behind him giving very dirty, angry looks. I wasn't holding back either. I was angry.
That's great because I'm in his video out in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. We all are.
Are you giving him hard,
times.
Dirty looks?
I went.
Did Lauren just push the button?
I pushed the button.
Oh. Are we wrapping it up already? We're not even going to talk to the chicks?
Yeah, we need to have Misty and Lorenzo.
Oh, okay. You were the Mr. I want a tight hour.
It's true. I said that.
Maybe they don't want to come in here.
Where is Misty?
Misty.
I would have Misty in earlier. I just feel like I haven't had time with you guys for a long time. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah, we should have more discussion.
We had those black guys in here last time, and then we had Pool last week.
She's continuing her rallying cry that you're racist against brown people.
Oh, well, yeah, get in here and let us know what we should do next there, Misty. That's weird. We both saw Avery.
Really weird.
You haven't seen him, though?
Nope.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to act like I don't see him if I see him.
Lorenzo, you don't want to come in here?
No,
interest. All right. Hi, Misty.
I love the show, though.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Lauren.
No problem.
That was very sweet.
Anderson, you're looking extra trim.
Oh, thank you.
But penis extra small.
You know what? You know what's up, Misty? Pumpkin patches are back.
What's that? What?
It's where Mike and I worked last year.
Yeah, we might do it again this year, right?
I went to that patch where we worked.
Did you get something?
I got a pumpkin.
How big?
From our old patch.
How big?
It was $10, which was kind of weird because on my way out I looked and they had like little examples. $5, $8, $12. None for 10. They charged me 10.
Have you seen the repulsive pumpkins they sell at Whole Foods that have that green growth on the outside?
What's going on
what
with that?
Is that?
It's so like this year, it's like a new pumpkin that they have. Good.
Yeah.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, I can hear it. I have sensitive hearing, so.
Get right on the microphone. Yeah.
I'm up on the microphone.
So the black disaster offended you?
No, not at all. No, and actually, I'm more Arab than anything else.
Right. That's why I got scared when I started telling the story about the Traces of Death video that's disturbing me. Yeah. Yes, I got scared.
It's all right. I'm used to it.
Because beheadings are a common out.
There wasn't a beheading. There was a shooting. Thank God he had a blindfold on. Because if I saw the kid's eyes, like, as he was being shot, that
there's
would make it
so
up.
Much turtle sex owed tonight. This is ridiculous.
Why? Is this a hard
show? Kind of is.
It's a little bit.
Really?
You painted some real pictures.
Yeah.
You used your words very well.
I got to say that I love hearing that phrase, there's so much turtle sex owed, because I went, yeah, you're right.
Can we get some turtles?
We need to cleanse our palate.
Is that why they had turtles
palates.
At the thing?
You know, that would make sense.
Oh, you know what that one was sound like? The Siamese twin turtle at the Museum of Death?
Yeah.
I turned around in the Heaven's Gate. Initiation cult videos are still playing in the background.
You're doomed.
And together,
you're doomed.
Bring all of them, and I will take them into the
Did
kingdom
you really
of
listen
heaven.
To the fucking Black Disaster 3? Not three times.
No, yeah, I did. Because I started biking a few days a week, and it's about a 10-mile bike ride total between my work where I live. So I just play it. You know, that covers
That doesn't count
one
as
trip.
Biking, by the way, if you're riding your bike to work.
Huh?
Yeah, it does.
It's 10 miles.
That's commuting.
Well, fine.
Well, commuting while biking, via bike.
I don't have
what,
to.
What if you walked to work on a dirt trail? I wouldn't count as hiking?
No, that's commuting to work. Biking is a joyous experience.
He's being 100%
serious. It's a leisure activity.
All right.
Okay. Well, I chose to do it.
Think.
Because, yeah.
Contemplate.
This also makes me equally uncomfortable, just not nearly as much.
It makes you uncomfortable?
It's just
turtle
weird.
Sex?
I don't really want to hear anybody have sex, ever.
If they're not a buddy, they're a turtle.
They okay.
Wait, ever?
Come on, you got to break out of your shell, Misty.
Yeah. Oh.
Start listening to Tyler. People having
that
sex.
That was awful.
Tyler. Hey, while we're talking about sex real quick, you still get the headaches from the old sexual...
No, that hasn't happened in a long time.
Good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
What?
All right.
What?
Mike, for a while.
I've had a couple of experiences
where
when I had an orgasm, I had an excruciating...
I don't like the word orgasm.
And this got
excruciating
the
headache.
Orgasm even sounds slimy.
Like,
this is still happening.
Where I almost fainted from the pain.
Yeah.
So sorry, I have the worst laugh there.
Was that the turtle finishing?
Wow, Michael. I saw a really sad turtle sex video where it was on top of a ball.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
And it's like wiener was like, it was like suction cupped to the ball.
Oh.
Yeah, and people were laughing, like kind of like tapping the ball with their foot. I'm like, stop.
No.
Humiliating the poor turtle.
Okay. You think they have humiliation?
None of that's okay.
They feel him.
I don't think they do. I think dogs embarrassment. Do. Dogs definitely do.
They probably get irritated.
You know what? You're right about that. Dogs, I think, are the only animals that feel embarrassed about things.
Stanley is so jealous of this fucking cat that I have. I was petting the cat tonight on the couch, and Stanley came over and literally put his nose on my hand and like knocked it off.
Yeah, no, they
like
get
knocked my hand off like the that. Cat.
Do the listeners know the name of your cat?
I don't think they do.
You didn't name it.
The wife named it.
What did
you name it?
The wife's a little odd. I think I named it. Didn't I say? She insists that the cat be named Nicolas Cage, but not only Nicolas Cage, its full name is Nicolas Cage from Leaving Las Vegas. I don't know why. I don't even
So what do you actually refer to the cat as?
Nikki.
The good news is you don't have to call your cat very often.
I always call it Kitty Kitty. Who's a good kitty?
Well, my cats know their names. My cats are trained. Yeah. Well, cat. I lost one.
Wait, you trained them?
Yeah. Yeah, they know.
Or
they
you're just making an assumption they're trained.
No. They know. They like when you say get down, they know down. They know. They when you call their name, they come. They do exactly what dogs do. If you come home and they scatter, you know something bad happened. Like they're
well,
trained.
Then something's always happening in my house bad because that cat scatters constant.
Yeah, no, my cats are super friendly. They're like dogs. They really are, except for they're very silent. How I train them because I don't like them meowing.
And they'll kill you in your sleep.
It's true. They will. They really will. I'm probably going to end up being murdered by a cat at some point.
Oh, for sure they'll eat you if you die.
It's true.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't like that.
But the dogs probably will too.
Eventually they might. I don't know.
Once they smell the meat. Because once the cat opens your flesh and reveals that fresh meat.
Reveals?
Reveals it.
Well, right. It's encased in your skin as of now.
I don't know if a dog would.
No, I think they will.
I'm pretty sure dogs eat you when you die.
Yeah. That's nice, Ted. That's nice.
Well, why are you mad at me? I'm not the dog that's eating corpses. Yeah.
The problem with your dogs is they're so small, it's going to take a long time for them to finish.
You know people that like say, I'm a dog person, I don't like cats, and I'm a cat person. Do you think that anyone who's that vehemently opposed to one or the other, or that like line in the, you know, the line is that thick in the sand, that they're the type of person that would also probably be racist? You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Probably judgmental.
I think next time I hear someone saying, I love cats. Dogs suck. I'm a cat person.
I think the type of person that likes white dogs doesn't like black dogs.
I'm not a cat person. I've mostly owned cats.
Yeah.
But that's because they need so little maintenance.
Yeah, I agree.
As opposed to a dog where I have to pay attention to it, and I don't like paying attention to things.
But the love and the affection you get from a dog...
It's too much.
Outweighs anything you'll get from a cat.
For me, it's too much.
I invested in one of those litters. Auto litter. Yeah. It like sweeps everything away.
So I don't have one to of see those? It. You're I've so never, fancy.
That's never an never investment?
Oh, I'm it's jealous. Total investment. It's expensive. It was like $120. Yeah.
The future.
Remember the craze like 10, 15 years ago to train your cat to just use the toilet?
Yeah, I tried with Henry.
And he was like,
I got like halfway through the process and then he wasn't into it anymore. He like weighed too much for the collapsible plastic.
I wouldn't be into it either if I was a pet and somebody made me stand over what's essentially a jacuzzi sized body of water. Like on a platform.
No, for me, the amazing part is when I meet people whose cats have trained themselves to use the toilet. I want to know what that animal is, and I want that animal in my life.
There's no animal.
Oh, yeah.
No,
it happens.
I wanted a cat when I saw that breed that looks like big cats, but they're small.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They've got, like, leopard spots.
They look like civets.
And yeah. They're very expensive, though.
They're really expensive, yeah. All right, enough. I think enough cat talk.
Yeah, no more cat talk.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, because you're the cat guy amongst us.
You're a cat man.
I have a cat, yeah.
By the way, more Henry videos, please. Thanks.
Nicolas Cage.
Okay. More Henry videos coming up as soon as I fix my camera phone.
Sweet.
So we did a pretty tight hour.
Your family's grown quite a
bit. It was pretty tight.
I talk too much, I feel like.
No, that was good because I apologize. I am out of it.
And Mike, every time I look at Mike, he looks like he's tired. So
I'm out of it.
Yeah.
I brought the tonight.
You brought the thunder.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I think Lorenzo actually is. I got to talk to you guys about something off air that I think the three of us need to do.
Okay, this makes me nervous.
Well, it's going to be good.
The three of us?
Yeah, we're gonna. I'm hoping. Maybe the six of us. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Should we announce our Christmas show?
Yeah, why not?
What?
Let's wait.
That's a good tease, actually.
Tweet us. Thank you very much for the
tweet us your 80s skate song with hashtag 80s skate song.
I'm probably gonna do TSOL awesome. Abolish government.
Tyler, are you seriously in on this skateboard?
Yeah.
Can you have it by next week?
I don't know if I can have it by next week. I'd probably have it ordered by next week. Maybe.
Oh, do we got to roll in here next week?
Yeah. We got to roll in.
Yeah.
I planned on rolling in here tonight when I went to the my sixth skateboard shop today in Brea.
Why six? I'm gonna go to one and just gonna dump everything on the counter and go, can you make this together? I got a skate tool too, the ultimate skate tool. Yeah.
Like the T.
Am I gonna need to have like get new ball bearings though, or can I just use the one?
Not yet.
Ones in the wheel.
Yeah. Use the ones it came with.
Okay.
But they should have been included separately.
I don't know if they are. I just bought wheels. See, that's what I'm saying. Do I need ball bearings? I don't know shit.
You just buy little pebbles and you put them in there.
Tyler. Hey, Misty, honestly, thank you very much for bringing us the tree that I immediately gave to Tyler. I would not let Tyler even look at it if I didn't already have one coming.
Wow.
Mine is a hammock.
Oh, it's like what?
But yours is way better. Yours is better.
The cans?
The one that Misty gave me. All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks for not listening. Right?
Don't listen to Palm Prings because we're taking it down.
Yeah.
Or go get it and then we're going to take it down.
It's pretty bad. I only got halfway through it about four times.
Because you couldn't hear
it. It's only 30 minutes long and you only got halfway through.
That's how.
It was like hard to hear. And we were talking. I kept telling them that nothing good was happening.
I had to I turned it up to deafening levels and my navigator was on at the same time and I can't change the tune.
Oh, that's terrifying.
So.
Turn left! I use Elvis now.
It's not good.
Elvis told
me. Turn left.
Where you're at. Did we make it to the pinball room at least?
No.
The pinball room is horrible.
I swear to God, I listened to it.
It's just with us laughing, going, oh, I got 1,000 points. Awful.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, I can say this, though. Listening to that episode made me have to pee really bad.
We have that effect.